no items left except board members' request for EO. We have the executive officer's report, but we'll do that after. We have.
Stand as written.
Hold on. Yep, you're right. We have the executive officer's report.
Going to give you a very, very brief executive officer's report. We have completed fact sheets for describing our implementation of our Scott and Shasta River TMDL waivers. And so we're pleased to have put that up on our website and communicated that with the Scott and Shasta River TMDL folks that are working under that program. It includes a checklist that we've developed to do assessments of properties to look at their compliance with the TMDL waivers. So
thank you.
That's been put up on our website.
Good.
Wanted to just mention very briefly that when I was out last or earlier in April with you, David Noren, out in the Garcia River, and seeing all of the good water quality protection measures that are being implemented in that watershed, I started to think about that there is a lot of good stewardship that's going on, and I wanted to set up a way to recognize good practices that are being done by landowners. So I am going to, in my next written executive officer's report, lay out a program for an annual nomination for good stewardship for water quality protection. It will include a process whereby both regional board staff and the public can nominate individuals for this Water Quality Stewards Award Program. We'll set up some criteria. I will make a selection, and then my suggestion that the board would present annually one award per year. So look forward to that.
Nice idea.
Okay. Last thing is we're putting together a work plan of priority projects that will be brought to the board for informational items and hearings for next fiscal year, and that we will be presenting that to you probably at our August board meeting. And that's it.
Thank you. We do have any board member requests for future agenda items.
Very quickly, Mr. Chair.